gentlemen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
UConn repeats, the Huskies back-to-back national champions.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Where does this put UConn?
So this team will absolutely go down in history as one of the all-time greats. And what Dan Hurley has basically put himself in the Hall of Fame.
The Rich Eisen Show.
We were the best team in the country.
Earlier on the show, ESPN college basketball analyst Jay Billis. Coming up, Ravens running back Derrick Henry, actor Jermaine Fowler. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. This is the whole entire hours for us chickens.
All right.
Yeah, we have no guests. We have no guests.
We could. We could have had guests.
I don't think it's an indication of the of the power of this platform.
It's not like nobody wanted to be a guest.
Well, we back-ended the second hour. The third hour.
The third hour.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got Derrick Henry. We just asked him to join us, and he's like, sure.
What a nice guy.
He'll join us. You know where he is? He's in an off-season home. You know where that is?
In the gym?
Where he spends his off-season.
I just assume he's working out right now.
Yeah.
Where do you think he spends his off-season?
Alabama.
Nope.
Turks and Caicos.
Nope.
I have no idea.
Redondo Beach.
El Segundo?
Oh, just like right here?
He goes all in.
Oh, Dallas.
No way.
He goes all in.
You're lying.
I am not.
You're not being truthful.
I have been told he is zooming in from Dallas.
Come on.
All in.
TJ, you need a new team.
You know,
like, honestly, you need a new team. You went 40 great years with this one. Mm-hmm. They gave you a lot of joy.
They sure did.
A long time ago, but it's over. It's never going to happen again.
There's been more solar eclipses and championships in the last 20 years for the Cowboys.
Mike's been here more days in a row than you guys have done anything.
You know,
so
that's a bad thing.
It's over. Pick a new team.
Look, here's the deal.
He can't. He won't.
I'm kind of stuck.
Yeah,
you're not
you are.
Stuck.
You're stuck. Right?
Nobody's
stuck.
Ever stuck.
I'm kind of stuck.
He's stuck.
Freedom. America. You know I mean? Just pick a new team.
Chris, how could I, if I did that, how could I ever look the playmaker, Mike Irvin, in the eyes again? How could I ever look Emmitt Smith in the eyes again? How could I ever look Troy Aikman, Daryl Johnson in the eye, Jay Nevichek? Rich, how could I do that? How could Darren Woodson see me walking down the street? He'd lose all respect for me.
Can I have the Dallas helmet if you change teams? You
know, deep down, they know it too.
I don't know.
And they're fine with it.
Roger Staubach would be so disappointed in me, and I can't have that. I simply can't have it. Can't have Roger be a man.
What can you do?
Call us. Who should TJ root for next year? Because he's done with Dallas. The man spends his offseason in Dallas. Didn't want him.
Well, old Dr. Jones with my rubber glove
there
is
going to
make sure
he's doing something with
safe.
That rubber glove.
Well,
it's April the 9th. It's a little too early for me to lose my mind, okay? Oh. Everybody that's going crazy about Dallas not making moves, it's April. The season's not kicking off tomorrow.
You can lose the season in April.
There's still some time. Everyone needs to like call up Lee in Santa Barbara, get some of that TJ Plus, cool out, and let this play out. Okay, just you know what I'm saying?
Hang in there is all I'm saying to you, sir.
I got to, Rich. I got no other choice.
Hang tight. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on this program. Listen, I don't know why I find this so insulting.
Uh-oh.
But when Dan Hurley goes back-to-back at UConn in such impressive fashion, when they just go ahead and crush it in back-to-back
crush
fashion.
Everyone in their
dominating way. In back-to-back fashion.
Ridiculous.
He gets asked, what about Kentucky? You know what I mean? And this is kind of from the, I don't mean to be disrespectful here.
Go ahead.
I'm going to throw me in this thing too here. It's kind of like, why wouldn't you want to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to be, why wouldn't you want to be the head coach, the manager of the New York Yankees?
Yep.
The Yankees haven't won a World Series title in
14.
A decade plus.
Yeah. 14, right?
The Dallas Cowboys, I mean, they have a rich tradition, mm-hmm. your team and mine.
True.
You know.
Factual.
And there is a cachet that comes with it and an attention that gets paid and a spotlight that gets thrown, mm-hmm. right? But, put it all together and what have they won? And he's won where he is. And it's not just a spot that he's just kind of helped spark either. You know, I mean, and part of the many reasons why she has received a proper amount of hosannas, okay, Caitlin Clark has done it in Iowa where they're not used to having this level of sustained success. But Dan Hurley's done it in UConn when he took over for Kevin Ollie, and we understand that Kevin Ollie, you know, left under circumstances that
won a title in his first.
But he did win a title.
Yeah.
And then Jim Calhoun set a stage. And Jay Billis said last hour, you know, that since 1999, you got six championships and nobody comes close to it.
Not even close.
And those six championships are as many as North Carolina's ever won. And you're two behind Kentucky. And obviously you've got UCLA in front with the John Wooden era boosting that insane number of championships.
You think of traditional basketball powerhouses, you see, they're now ahead of Duke and Indiana.
So afterwards, Dan Hurley was asked about Kentucky through a very circuitous way.
I hope I don't misquote you, but you said out on the court something about UConn giving you all the resources you need. Can we interpret that to mean you intend to be back at UConn next year? You're not going to entertain any conversations with anybody else that might have a job coming open tomorrow?
Yeah. I don't think that's a concern. You know, my wife, you should have her answer that.
Well, his wife's from New Jersey, Mike.
They actually went to college together.
Who did?
His wife and Danny.
Okay.
They met at my
They played at Danny played at Seton Hall.
Alma mater.
Okay. Yeah.
Seton Hall University, yes.
So, you know,
I traveled with Danny.
Jersey girls don't like, you know, many of them don't like leaving New Jersey.
No. They stay there. And, trust me.
And interestingly enough, Dan Hurley put a few more stories on the tree here about his wife being from Jersey, telling Pete Thamel, quote, "Oh my God, Kentucky or anywhere that's going to take her further from New Jersey. I mean, we just went to Rhode Island, which I had a drag or two, and then to Connecticut. I got her closer and now further. I can't afford a divorce right now. I just started making money."
That is an epic response.
That's amazing.
And then he wrote, and then he added, "Now you're thinking in your brain as I'm looking at the locker room about the chance to do it. Three times, like a dynasty in modern times. I mean, that's what I'm thinking about."
Yeah. I just started making money.
I can't afford it.
Dan Hurley, man.
Can't afford a divorce? Cheapest keepers.
Well, then we can officially take this story and lay it down, put the covers on it. It is now
you keep
gone
doing you, man.
Yeah, stay there.
You keep doing you.
But we also know money does talk, and I'm sure Kentucky can back the bridge truck up.
Listen, I kind of alluded to this at the top of the show, and then we spoke to Jay Billis, and Jay, as always, gives me something to think about that I wasn't already thinking about. And his answer was, down the road, when college athletics gets totally blown up, essentially by the Supreme Court and everything else that's happening right now, mm-hmm. and the whole concept of the way we know athletics is going to be completely blown up and the collegiate level, and that players are going to have a heck of a lot more power and leverage than they currently have, that things like facilities and things like NIL and what money you're able to pay players are going to start to matter a heck of a lot more, and a program like Kentucky basketball will be more moneyed than UConn basketball. And he has to start factoring that into his thinking, although perhaps not yet. That's when I followed up and asked Jay, you know, would you advocate him leaving right now? And then he said, no, but I would advocate using it as leverage to get more money from UConn.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart.
And I imagine UConn's like every other major collegiate powerhouse, which it is in athletics, for sure, there's got to be somebody who went there who's insanely wealthy that doesn't want Dan Hurley to leave and will actually be able to look their spouse in the face and say, we're going to spend all this money to make sure Dan Hurley doesn't leave. You know, there's got to be somebody there, right?
Yeah, I'm looking up richest UConn alumni. Hold on a second.
I mean, every school knows who these people are. I mean, mine has his name all over the law school, you know? I mean, the business school, pardon me, at Michigan. There's somebody I keep hearing about at Columbus whose name constantly rings in my ear over and over again. You know, you hear about that.
Yeah.
Isn't there a guy who sells scrap metal up in Syracuse, Chris?
There's a few people.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't mean to. Am I touching on like a third rail here? I don't know.
There's a few people.
Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan went to UConn.
Wait, really?
Notable UConn alumni.
Wow. So Danny Hurley, you've got mail.
Hey.
Huh? Inside it is a fatter paycheck. I don't know if you're going to turn to Meg Ryan and say, "Can we make sure Dan Hurley doesn't go to Kentucky?"
Moby's got some cash. He's still DJs.
But, in all seriousness, Kentucky has 8 titles all time. UConn has 6 since 99. And you've got 2 in a row with what you've built yourself. And you are a machine right now. Why the hell would you leave?
Yeah.
Why would he go anywhere? Why would he go to Kentucky where things are, you know, haven't worked out for Coach Cal, who, by the way, knows how to coach.
50 NBA players.
You know what I mean? He knows talent. That's what I don't get. Like, you know what? Adolph Rupp's not walking through that door. Neither is the guy who I'm paraphrasing right now.
Maybe not.
Come on. I saw Richard Pitino is on the list of favorites to go to Kentucky.
You know, I saw Rex talking about it yesterday.
Yeah, so he loves Coach Cal, and he's defending like how Coach Cal's able to walk his dog and not be harassed.
Well, yeah,
about his decision.
Rex, like, who do you want? Who would you want?
Right. And he hit you back?
Yeah, literally the first name Rex. He wrote was Rick Pitino.
Is that right?
Dwayne Casey, Kelvin Sampson, Billy Donovan, Scott Drew. He had Richard Pitino, Shaka Smart. He's like, tough job, got to be built for it. Rick Pitino, first name he wrote.
What's old is new again?
Could you imagine?
Maybe we need to get Rex on this program again. He must have a paperback he's ready to sell.
Updated version?
You know. So.
You know, somebody.
I don't, that's why. That was my first 2 cents. Again, why would he go to Kentucky? Yeah. So.
But I think he said it at the end, to create a dynasty 3 in a row, that's why you stay. You make your own mark.
You know what I was thinking about this morning, TJ? So Cooper Flagg, we know that name. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to get familiar with him. He's the number one player, a high school player coming out.
Mm-hmm. Future Blue Devil?
Probably future number one pick in the draft. He's going to Duke next year. You know who the other finalists for his services were?
No.
Connecticut. It was between Duke and Connecticut next year.
That's so honestly, yeah. He's in on these players.
But I'm wondering should be like, I wonder if I should go to UConn next year for the three-peat.
Or he could be like, let me.
But
go
that
to Duke
just also tells UConn is now on that level.
They're blue blood. Yeah. They are blue blood. They are them. Like they 100%. Are. They are. And by the way, for women too.
Yeah.
Like if you've got a talented kid
at
basketball,
Rich,
why the hell would you not want to send him or her to Connecticut?
You've got
Paige Beckers is coming back.
You've got the someone who's in the GOAT conversation of greatest coach ever. He's across the hall from you. I'm assuming that's how they work. You know what I mean? You've got 11 championships for Gino? I mean,
he's coming back.
So why wouldn't you want to go somewhere that has more national championships all time? Then that's the question. Why wouldn't you want to go to UCLA?
That's true.
I've often wondered that, though, right? When you bring a recruit out here to Southern California, they get the weather, they get to see the campus.
You just come out.
Why wouldn't you want to come here? Like, UCLA
by the way,
should be.
That sounded like a pitch from Blue Chips, didn't it? Right there's Penny Hardaway walking through the door.
I'm a friend of the program. Well, Martin Jarmon follows me on Instagram, so, you know, I'm a friend of the program.
Didn't that sound like Blue Chips?
Ricky Rowe.
Neon Bordeaux.
I forgot. Shaq is Neon Bordeaux.
You know?
Yeah, if you visit out here, Butch, you want to come here. Come on.
Butch McRae was Penny.
Penny Hardaway.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
You visit Westwood.
Blue chips.
You're in.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday.
Whoa,
as a promise. As a promise, because we had spillage left over.
Spillage.
It spills into Tuesday, because we can do what we want to do on the Rich Eisen Show.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or simply just stop by. Derrick Henry will do that in about 40 minutes' time. So it is a Tuesday, and we had leftover subjects from Overreaction Monday. And because I'm fresh out of ideas, we decided let's do an Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday.
Hey.
The laziest thing we can do. But it's that good of content that it suddenly becomes outstanding. I think in its field, quite frankly. Hit it.
One of the best.
Hit it.
Hit it. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
There we go. I actually didn't step on the end of that.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
I've been better.
Everybody good?
Good to be back.
I was good until about 6 minutes
good,
ago.
Good to be back.
Good to be back.
Mike, you good?
I'm good. I'm always good.
We know Mike's good because...
Okay, he doesn't care about this job.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't care about the job.
You don't.
You don't.
You really don't.
We're overreacting.
We're overreacting, Mike. It's an overreact.
My reaction
you were more excited than you were sad, right?
Yeah, but... People at home have no idea what we're talking about.
It's good. Just
fine.
Keep it in.
More excited than you are sad?
No. You guys don't. You see,
no. Don't worry. We can move on.
All right. I wanted to get on this yesterday. I was reading this story. Anthony Richardson. Oh, he's excited to come back and lead this Colts team.
Yes. Excited to see him back.
Colts back in the playoffs in 2024.
I think that's a good. That's not an overreaction. I don't know. You know, as you know, you always have to take one out in order to put one in when you're talking about new playoff teams.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, the kid that you see on your Roku channel screen, and for the radio audience, I will describe, it's Anthony Richardson.
He's a giant.
That he is one of the greatest mysteries of the 2024 season and how he can affect the fortunes of his team and change the fortunes of his team. Because he looked like a big problem for defenses. However, the ultimate big problem is he could be difficult to stay healthy for him. So that's what we don't know. Will we find out if he's got an injury bug problem? Or is that an outlier that was unfortunate for him, and he will now come back and just be the guy that allows the Colts to just tell the Texans, great buzz you got there in March and April. Nice team you had go on that run last year. But guess what? If we only had stopped C.J. Stroud going up top to Nico Collins to start our winner go home game in our final week of the season, we would have gone to the playoffs. You would not have. And guess what? this is our division to win. And I can't wait to see it. Because the Colts, when you speak to anyone in the Colts organization, even off the air too, as I did multiple times at the Combine, good Lord, do they love Anthony Richardson.
Mm-hmm. Did I mention how great of a job you do at that Combine?
I appreciate you saying that.
The multiple jobs that you have, you're outstanding. All right,
so, the NFL draft,
so I didn't get nominated, and the show didn't get nominated, but Del Tufo did for his other Fox stuff, and that's why we mentioned before that he's happier more than he said. But thank you. Long story short.
I'm just going to say.
Long story short. No, 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 no. Long story short.
You were celebrating, Mike.
The Emmys came out, by the way, about 20 minutes ago.
Of course, Emmys.
People wondered.
Congrats to everyone who did get out.
Correct.
I'm not congratulating nobody.
But the Colts love Anthony Richardson. And everything you hear about Anthony Richardson from the Colts, it's not just how much of a good individual he is, but it's that he also is a great professional.
That means a lot, yeah.
And that he really knows what it will take and understands what it does take to be a leader of a franchise at a CEO-like position like the quarterback, and also knows the names of everybody in the facility who is in the cafeteria and security. Like, he's owning his role. So, long-winded way of saying that's not an overreaction.
Who's out in the AFC?
Oh, God, now you went there.
We did this a little bit last week, too.
I mean, are the Steelers the lowest of that hanging fruit?
The Steelers were 7. They were 10-7 last year.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins. I actually think all three of them might be out. Browns, Dolphins, Steelers.
Ah, oh, man. The Browns are really flying under a radar right now for a lot of people.
Bengals back in. Jets, maybe? Chargers?
Well, this is, you know what, Chris? This is a July question.
Okay. A July, at post-draft.
This
post
is a July
camp,
question. I don't have all the information. I don't have all the information. But all I'm saying is Anthony Richardson is enough of a wild card, a huge question mark, that's not an overreaction. What else, Chris?
I might go 6 new playoff teams in the West.
Don't get crazy. You've already changed the music.
I know. I changed the music. Mike, moving on. We're moving on. Jay Billis kind of stepped on this because I had written this before we talked to Jay. UConn, after winning yesterday 6 titles in 25 years, the premier blue blood in college basketball.
How are they not right now? They just went back to back. I mean, in terms of recency bias, the answer is yes. That's not an overreaction. But who else? Who else?
I mean, the traditionals: Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky.
Yeah, but
they're no way. UConn's far.
Last year, if I'm not mistaken, the other Final Four teams were Florida Atlantic, coached by my new head coach, and Miami, and San Diego State. Yeah. And this year, it was Purdue, Alabama, and NC State. So you've got one constant, correct?
Correct.
And it's the team that went back to back. The year before, now North Carolina told Coach K, enjoy your Aflac commercials, right? And then went on to win it, telling Bill Self, enough, right? So, or it was the other way around, right? I'm trying to remember this sort of thing. Those were more of the Blue Bloods, Kansas and Duke and North Carolina.
Which have all won multiple chips in the last 20
Kansas
years.
Kansas won that.
Bill Self won. Yeah. Right. So.
But that was a Blue Blood Final Four.
I understand.
Kansas, UNC, Duke, and Villanova.
Correct. And so.
Villanova has two in that.
And UConn is now erased these memories, clearly enough for me to initially think North Carolina won that one. But no, it was Kansas that took care of business. So. The Blue Blood is North Carolina, is UConn right now. End of story, not an overreaction, totally believe, and then you think since 1999, there's only one school that has won 6. Ooh. 6!
Kind of like the Patriots.
What else, Chris? Oh, God.
It's April. It's the best sports month of the year, and which means NBA playoffs start soon, TJ, and you know what? I'm just going to say it.
Oh, here you go.
Anything less than a Celtics-Nuggets NBA Finals matchup, major disappointment.
Why would you say that?
These are the two best teams. One team clearly better than everyone else in the league. Defending champs, going to be the MVP. If these teams don't meet in the finals, it's going to be a major bummer, and it's going to be a super letdown of the NBA season.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
I'd go on this hard if I could after you, Rich.
Let me just say my thing, and then you go first.
No, I defer.
No, no. You so rarely say I'm going to push back hard, so you have the floor.
All right, okay. For globally, worldwide, if some reason, some way the Los Angeles Lakers were to get to the finals and let's just say play the Celtics, I think that would be
highly
anticipated.
What do we want to see a sweep for?
Oh, okay.
If you're ESPN, you don't want to see Paul LeBron get carried out in a body bag by the Celtics.
Take your fandom out of this. In the big picture, a Lakers-Celtics final is the biggest thing that we could have.
And a four-game sweep where every game is a 20-point game. The Celtics are so much better than the Lakers. It's not even funny. It would not be a good series. Honest.
But I don't also understand. Like, why would you already discount any sort of magical run happening?
It doesn't happen in the NBA. NBAs don't get magical runs like the NCAA tournament.
Well, didn't the Miami Heat go on one last year until they got curb stomped?
I would say so. Yeah.
That's what we love about March Madness. But if we see one in the NBA, it's a disappointment. I don't understand.
Well, did they win?
Well, I mean, you're playing the result.
The best team always wins.
You're playing the
result. The best team always wins the NBA title. In March for the NCAA tournament, the best team doesn't always win. Won this year. Last year, UConn came out of nowhere.
Well, then we're the best team.
Over six games.
I don't know. I'm just going to push back on that. It will be. How about this? Can we change the... I so rarely do this. Can we change the graphic on the screen to say anything less than a Celtics-Nuggets NBA final would be a major disappointment for Brockman? Put for Brockman, if you don't mind, at the end of that on-screen chiron. Thank you, Mike Hoskins.
Now,
that's not an overreaction. That's spot on. See how you change it?
I'm sorry that everyone else in this room likes mediocre basketball. You don't want to see the two best teams play at the highest level for maybe a seven-game series. Sorry.
That's accurate.
I would say so, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
See, we're lockstep. I see you and you see me right now, TJ.
Chris, the way Rich just pivoted there, live TV, no writers, no teleprompters, on the fly, something a lot of other hosts could not do.
That's a good point.
You're Roman Reigns right now. I'm acknowledging you.
Thank you, sir.
I am acknowledging you. We're your bloodline. I'm acknowledging you.
We are your bloodline. That is a fact.
There's nobody in your
Roman Reigns. He's back in the lab today, TJ. Did you see that? He's back.
Well, what else you got?
Champions don't take a lot of time off.
Thank you very much.
I acknowledge you, Rich.
As we know, it's Masters Week. We're going to hear from Tiger Woods.
Okay.
Maybe in a minute.
Wait.
The Masters is the best non-football sporting event of the year.
Hold on.
What? Hold on what?
I got to think.
I was directly asking you a question.
Somebody else in the room who has a child, and you are having a child closer to somebody who has of an age who's made in his pants. That was a moment like that. I just remember our kids go, "Hold on a second. What happened? I just went potty.
Daddy, I went poop."
That's what I thought for a second. Plus, I thought you were going to change the music since it's very unmasters like.
Yeah, can we get?
You must have the birds chirping in the background. You got birds. You do this every year. You got to get this ready for the Masters update. Which, by the way, we cannot have Al Pacino's news update every time we do the Masters update. My eyes see. Okay, very good.
Here it comes.
No, sorry.
Okay, Mike, were you thinking? Did you come up with one? The best non-football sporting event of the year.
Are the Olympics involved?
Is better than the Olympics.
Are we
come
involved
on,
in World Cup soccer?
Let me just say something.
I'm going to say I got to go Masters because I watch Saturday and Sunday.
Even the casuals watch the Masters.
Yeah, and I do. So I'm with you.
Green jackets.
I don't know.
Gold jackets.
Whatever.
You know what I mean?
I just came from a two-day event in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Show off your chair that you checked. He actually came back with a folding chair from WrestleMania that he checked onto the flight.
Are you going to hit Del Tufo with it because he's celebrating getting nominated over us?
We got Seth Rollins, friend of the show. We got Cody Rhodes, friend of the show. We got Roman Reigns, The Rock. We got Becky Lynch. We got, who else? Oh, that's Rhea Ripley up there. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to say I had a pretty good sporting event for the last 2 days, but I know how
Kentucky
some people
see, Chris,
about
can you
wrestling.
Go to the Masters and bring back a folding chair?
You can't.
Yeah,
can I go to the Masters and bring back a folding chair?
You can't even get into the Masters. Can you?
They would never let you leave. They would never let you leave with a folding chair.
No. That I stole from the map? Yeah. Probably not. Yeah, I'm not sneaking into Butler Cabot and stealing Jim Nance's chair.
I stole this chair.
That's like Biff Loman stealing the pen.
Did you steal the chair?
No, okay. It was my chair.
Do you got anything else?
Chair.
Is
last
that
one.
It? I got one more.
Hold on.
What music does he need to play? Careful. What do you got?
Play it, Mike.
Hold on.
No, he's got that. He's played that. He doesn't have it.
I was watching practice footage.
Oh, God. This is the annual.
He's got the Sunday red gear on.
This is the annual.
He's looking spry. Will Zalatoris said he's never seen him play better.
Oh, God.
Tiger Woods is finishing the top 20 this week.
Oh, my God.
Woo! What are you smoking, bro? Give me some.
He's doing it. I'm back.
Here's
he's playing with Max and Jason Day. The last time he played with oh, my God. Look how great he looks.
I
he's
do.
Smiling.
He's back from the influenza.
I do.
He's back. He's bounced back from his Genesis Invitational influenza. You don't usually bounce back from GII. This way.
Not that quickly.
Genesis Invitational Influenza is very difficult to bounce back from. Hey, listen.
Sounds good.
Listen.
Looks good.
Listen.
He's flushing it.
There are two pieces of cheese.
Top 20.
You take every April.
The cheese stands alone.
Two pieces of cheese. It's the Tiger cheese. It's the Rory cheese. Those pieces of cheese you take every year. And you probably sometimes look yourself in the mirror in January and February, maybe even March, and you go, I'm not going to do it this year. I'm not going to take the Tiger cheese, certainly after the famous Genesis Invitational Influenza, which is, that's the toughest strain of influenza.
You literally withdrew from that as I was pulling into the parking lot.
Exactly.
I know.
And so you took the Genesis Invitational cheese, the GIC, and then you take the ANC, the Augusta National cheese. Okay? You take it on Tiger and Rory every year. And I will say, once again, just to play the heel. Is that what I'm supposed to do?
I love it. Let's go.
Play the heel?
Yes.
I'm going to play the heel.
Let me get you some sunglasses to put on when you say this.
Neither Tiger nor Rory will finish in the top 20 this year.
What?
How's that for an overreaction?
Crazy, Rich Eisen.
Neither Tiger nor Rory. I'm playing the heel right now.
And if you start counting, sneaky parlay, I'm going to turn it out.
Is that what he said the other day?
Yeah,
he told that to the ref. If you start counting, you're fired.
Because he's a board member. You're a board member.
Well,
of REP.
I don't know who's on that board. I don't even know who's on the board.
I'm head of HR.
All right.
And what was the cheese Larry Witten
Tiger
got?
Top 20.
What was Larry David's cheese?
Don't put it in my refrigerator. I'll eat it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
What was that cheese?
Okay.
I watched the finale, by the way. It was great. Mike, you're crazy. Curb finale
you didn't
was
like
awesome.
The Curb finale?
Curb finale was awesome.
But then again, I didn't see the.
All right, are we
going to
go? Do you want to go there right now? Because it's Tuesday.
We could.
I mean, it's Tuesday. It's
Hoskins hasn't watched.
All right,
got to assume.
No. He's too nice to say.
None of us have been sequestered.
Oh, he's five seasons behind.
I thought he cared.
Yeah. By the time you get there, you'll.
All right, let's take a break and talk about it. Because it was great.
Sure, we can do that, and I also want to hit some baseball as well.
Well, there's an epidemic going on in baseball.
No. One of our all-time favorites.
There's some greatness going on in baseball.
One of our
right now.
All-time favorites had a day yesterday. And there was something that I missed when I was out there. Well, I was not here for that I want to chime in on.
Was that when you were ziplining, putting our future in jeopardy?
No.
Okay, because I have some stuff to say about that.
Okay, great.
TJ, it ended up not mattering because, you know, we're going to be home.
That's a good point.
Not mattering.
You can't be out ziplining.
You guys are funny.
People that look like me don't do it.
Sorry, I can't give you an all-expenses paid trip to New York, guys.
I just want the dinner.
Lacondi Murdo. I mean, we need to come back.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show. Rich Eisen Show. We're back here having a good time.
Great time.
Derek Henry's joining us shortly.
No more ziplining, though.
Game Time Tickets is now an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, lowest price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets. Let's just say you want to go to a hoops game instead, maybe a hockey game. Got the Stanley Cup coming here next, not tomorrow. The concerts, comedy, theater. Perfect. Go to the Game Time app and get tickets for that, too. So easy to use. You can buy tickets in two taps, and you also know the full price before you hit the purchase button, so there's no surprises. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use our code RICH. $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account, redeem the code RICH. You get $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last-minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Let's talk baseball. I couldn't believe what I was seeing when I was sitting there in Costa Rica. Beautiful country. Outstanding country. And I was watching a lot of baseball there. Coop was on ESPN 5. Yes, the Cinco.
Wow.
We were watching we were watching baseball, and Coop was watching it, it was in Spanish. The announcers were in Spanish, but the feed was from ESPN. So we were watching it. Boy, they love their baseball down there.
It
was great to see internationally, but I couldn't believe what I was seeing out of, wait for it, Dateline, Sacramento, California.
Yeah.
Where the Oakland A's are going to play baseball after this year for potentially three straight seasons. And the owner of the A's, a gentleman named John Fisher, I guess what he's the Gap heir? Is that right?
As in
the Gap stores. Oof. Yeah.
Oh.
Net worth of multiple billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Fans there in Oakland don't dig this man at all.
No.
And I'm just surfing in, and I'm seeing how terrible the situation is in Oakland. And then just to hear this man proudly proclaim, apparently in a press conference called just in time to make sure the Bay Area press couldn't make it up to Sacramento in time, because it's a haul. You know, I believe it's Vacaville. You make a left up I-5. I've done this many times when I lived up in Redding, which is way north of Sacramento. Vacaville. You go up, what is it, the 880 or something? And then you hang a left at Vacaville. An outstanding In-N-Out there.
Oh.
Honestly.
Oh, is it really? Oh,
gosh.
I mean, what's that?
At any rate,
In-N-Out.
You know, when you think of Sacramento, you think of Light and the Beam, beautiful community there. The Bradfords had, I believe, 8 kids there once upon a time, and it was enough.
Oh. Yeah, that was enough.
Wow.
Right. your heart's
back
love.
In the day. They also have a facility. Let me get sure I get this facility correct. Their home will be, what is it? The Sutter Health Park. Home to the Pacific Coast League's finest. What's the name of this team? The Sacramento River Cats.
Oh, great name.
And this is where Major League Baseball is going to have a Major League team play, while apparently a $1.5 billion stadium gets built for them. Where in the Flamingo Hotel property area in Vegas, off the Strip, something like that. At any rate,
yeah, I think it's a Trop.
A Trop, is that where it is?
Trop.
Okay.
Right? I think we looked. That
but when I was there for the Super Bowl. Didn't sound like certainty. Didn't sound like they were all in, as some people in that town might be in certain rooms.
Not the
At any rate, couldn't believe that I heard the owner of the A's say this when he was introducing everybody to the new A's home after this year.
We're excited to be here for the next 3 years. Playing in this beautiful ballpark, but also being able to watch some of the greatest players in baseball, whether they be athletics players or Aaron Judge and others, launch home runs out of this very intimate, the most intimate ballpark in all of Major League Baseball.
Now, I'm not a big fan of, sometimes the owner of the Yankees, Hal. I keep saying that Hal has to sometimes channel his dad, George, and go all George on people sometimes. And I wasn't terribly happy that Hal put that big old Star Insurance logo on the jersey there. You know, I'm a traditionalist. In the same way that I'm a traditionalist, I wouldn't want my owner of my team to say, can't wait for the opposition to go yard on one of my pitchers.
What?
Is that the weirdest, oddest thing? Yeah, I'll tell you what, John Fisher, I can't wait for Aaron Judge to go there and hit home runs too. Because, you know, when he homers, it's a good chance my Yankees are going to win. But I understand what he's saying. It's like, hey, you know, can't wait to have all of baseball's stars come here in this intimate setting, you know, where we're going to turn back the clock and it's going to be really neat for people to come to a 10,000-seat stadium and 14,000 full capacity when they use the lawn space. But they call baseball the show for a reason, because it's not the minor leagues. It's Major League Baseball, and you don't play Major League Baseball in minor league facilities. And if you do, you don't brag about it. Hey, can't wait for everybody to schlep all the way out from the Bay Area, if I don't care anymore, to Sacramento. And Sacramento, again, is a beautiful town. And they light the beam, and you see how they feel about their Kings. Mm-hmm. I'm sure, you know, there's going to be a ton of people who go to this park and will be excited to see Aaron Judge come in and hopefully root for the A's, which, by the way, that's what they're called.
Yeah,
they're not going to call them the Sacramento A's. They're not going to call them the Oakland A's. They're just calling them the A's. They will have no geographic name attached to them. So I guess what it'll just say Athletics in the standings sometimes.
That's what it seems like.
Instead of the NorCal A's.
Brother.
Or just contract them. The owner doesn't care anyway.
Well, he cares. He wants to go to Las Vegas and make a mint.
But they don't want him either.
Yeah, I mean, that
we'll see. I couldn't believe it. Was just like, hey, can't wait. Did somebody else think, like, hey, John.
So John, embarrassing.
If Judge homers, you're going to probably lose. Can't wait for Trout to come here. Can't wait for, oh God.
Wait a minute, Rich.
I couldn't believe when I heard that.
Was he crystal balling it? Was he saying that Trout's going to play?
So wait a minute. It's the Giants AAA affiliate. You're playing in the Giants minor league facility. You're a Major League Baseball team. So is it possible that they're going to call up a player and that player is going to be playing in a smaller facility than the one he was just playing in as a minor leaguer? Is that possible? Now then, let's get a little palate cleanser. Let's talk about a good thing about Major League Baseball. And that's the 9-2 New York Yankees. No, I'm just You know how much we love Ellie De La Cruz. We were on this kid the minute he homered for the first time in his career. Switch hitter, 19 feet tall. Like, he's like, honestly, it's like a Paul Bunyan story. And
like the Predator.
Right, and he's learning English, right? Like, we love everything about him.
Love him.
Love him. He hadn't homered yet. Oh, boy, did he make his first homer night a great one. Okay, from the left side of the plate, first inning, here's Ellie De La Cruz. And we love this because it's John Sadak with the call, who's outstanding. Hit it, please.
Payoff is crushed. Deep center. Off the top of the batter's eye. De La Cruz destruction and a 9-3 Reds edge.
Now, okay, so 450 feet.
No big deal.
But those things happen.
Just the sound that ball made.
Okay, next, later on in the game, after the Brewers
came all the way back.
Yeah. Well, he steps to the plate as a right-hander.
First pitch, center field. Frelick was deep, coming on. He slides, it gets by. De La Cruz can fly. He storms to second. Churio gathers, edge of the track. Windmill is on. Relay to the plate. De La Cruz, save!
Oh, man, goosebumps. That's so great.
Left side of the plate, 450-foot home run off the top of the batter's eye. Inside the park, home run is a right-hander. Good Lord.
Man.
Scored four runs.
He's so fast.
God, I love this guy. And the team is filled with young stars. Filled with young stars.
Yeah, very
Can't
fun.
Wait to see the red
very
season exciting, unfold. Man. It's going to be awesome. We cannot talk about Ellie De La Cruz enough. And that's just for this year. In the next 3 years, cannot wait to see him do that in Sacramento. And neither can the A's owner. Ellie De La Cruz, come on out here. Come on out here and beat the A's.
Beat the A's.
Beat the A's.
Come on out and step on up and beat our – I'm sorry. I was saying I needed a palate cleanser, and there I went back to the other one.
Do you guys think that if Ellie was born in – instead of the Dominican Republic, if he was born in, say, Detroit, do you think he'd be catching passes from someone on the football field? He would have been a wide receiver with that size.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe.
Like maybe Danny Moss and Calvin Johnson right. combined.
Maybe Albert Breer, you know, if you heard Albert Breer said yesterday that the best athletes are now playing football and some of them have dads who see that wide receivers aren't being paid a lot and tell them play cornerback instead. So maybe he'd be a shutdown corner.
Okay, how Jeez. Unfair would that be? 6'5", 210?
I mean, come on.
Ellie De La Cruz.
That's not fair.
On CeeDee Lamb.
Oh,
well, he'd be
taking away half the field.
He'd be a cowboy.
Oh, he'd go all in on Ellie. My bad.
Come on.
My bad.
He's got the star on his helmet.
I must have missed that part.
You know, iron sharpens iron, though. They'd be going at it in practice.
Oh, you're so delusional.
My bad.
PJ.
That's correct. I should have seen that one coming.
No, Dr.
Derrick Henry, the Raven, is joining us, and Jermaine Fowler, the actor in studio. That's how we're rolling into hour number three.
And in case you missed it, Fernando Tatis, Don Ursillo had an amazing call of Tatis' home run last night. The Padres were down 8-0
mm-hmm.
into the eighth, came all the way back, had an 8-7. Tatis hit a bomb to make it 9-8. Ursillo lost his mind. Another great call. It was a great baseball night.
We love Don Ursillo. Yeah. We should get him on. We should get some baseball voices on.
Yeah.
You know. I sent you a video the other day of a moment with him and Jerry Remy and Nesson. I cannot.
Absolutely.
It's an ungentlemanly.
We can't really talk about it.
Well, it was.
It happened during a game. It was
a couple. There were two couples sitting next to each other in Fenway Park, and they show the couple, and Orsillo's like, oh, they're just like it's date night tonight. And one of the guys reaches over and.
Does something.
Grabbed
a body part?
Grabbed a body part of the young lady he was with.
Oh, she was handing him milk?
And she laughed, and they cut away really quick. An hour and a half. It felt like an hour and a half, but it really was 90 seconds of them giggling.
Well, they were holding it in, and they were just nobody was saying anything, and you're like, did audio cut out? And then suddenly just Remy just goes...
And then Orsillo has to, like, he's like giggling his way through, like, ground in a second.
Yeah, I understand.
And then the Pizza Chuck moment from back in the day with those guys.
God.
Like, they were the greatest.
Those are the greatest.
RIP, Jerry Remy.
I know. Ugh. And Tatis, when he goes to Sacramento, it'll be a great call.
Yep.
The diminisher on the way.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.